in studio, Pat and Charlie and Dave. Pat Johnston back after enjoying a Labor Day off. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Or were you laboring on Labor Day?
I was laboring. I was laboring. I made sure I got the lawn cut because I knew we were going to get all this rain for the next couple of days.
I did see some of that going on yesterday, especially for those that in my neighborhood, we have the yard pickup on Monday. So a lot of people wait until Sunday to cut. But of course, Labor Day yesterday has been delayed today, so everyone delayed their lawn cutting until yesterday.
Sure, sure.
It was a nice day. Why not?
It really was.
Yeah, as the day went on, it improved a lot.
It was a good day to get things done, and certainly having to get things done before this rain has moved in over the next couple of days.
Well, I hope we get this rain out of its system this week, because a week from today, we have our outing at the Polecat.
Yeah, we'll have to do the long-term forecasting for Mount Pleasant for Tuesday, September 15th.
Always a dice shoot when you schedule something in September.
Yeah.
I can remember years and years ago about how many problems they had and how many days they would have rained out at the Saginaw County Fair. 8 great days, then a fun affair, and to be lucky to get in 4 of them.
Dave, as of right now, Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Tuesday the 15th, sunny and 74.
Hey, how about that?
That would be perfect.
That would be ideal. Mm-hmm. Boy, let's hope to keep our fingers crossed.
We're going to hold you to it, Pat.
Yeah.
you have made the pronouncement.
What's happening the day before and the day after? It can shift, you know.
Let's see. Sunny on Monday and partly sunny on Wednesday.
Well,
the next week.
Hey, we should have
next week.
So it should be
a good week. All right.
We should thank listeners for listening and those who had a chance to enjoy, we hope, the CBS radio special. Just to mention that we had a 9 to noon Gil Gross from CBS Audio providing our Labor Day holiday special yesterday. And it was an interesting Labor Day program, as much as the Labor Day program always focuses on and work and such, those kinds of stories.
Yeah, we got one nice comment from a listener, sent an email, and let's see, was it an email or was it online? A nice comment about how it reminded him of the lifestyle that they had growing up as a family in a union household.
Oh, yeah, because there certainly was talk about that.
Yeah.
But there was certainly extensive talk about how the working world we live in has changed this year more than any other. And where will it go in the future?
Right.
I thought that was an interesting part of the conversation, too. You're already hearing some companies. What was it? Was it Ford or General Motors that already talked about workers going to be working at home until next June?
Yeah.
So there's a talk going on. So we had that for you yesterday. We hope you enjoyed that 9 till noon, the Gil Gross CBS special. And wanted to take a moment, too, to I think everyone's aware that schools all should now be back in session. Now that Labor Day has passed, some already were in session, but now that Labor Day is gone, the question continues to remain, what kind of session's going on?
Yeah. Right.
Is it at home or is it actually in a classroom? And by the way, I love the news story we had early this morning. They were talking about some advice about how parents should be working to set up the remote learning for their child, finding the best place where the Wi-Fi works most appropriately and the way that you're going to have all the computer and technology necessary.
And you think the kids already know that, eh?
Bingo! I'm guessing in most households, as in mine, it's my kid who's going to say, look, I think we should set here. Wi-Fi works great. I'll have this space here. You know, I can plug in here in case I make sure my computer doesn't run out of... It's like, whatever.
But what if dad or mom have to work from home, too, and they have to get their work done?
And that's...
Then you have to find another spot, I guess.
I have a neighbor going through that right now with two kids remote learning and plus doing... And, of course, you know, there's a question of everyone's going to have to be on at one time and all doing video work and things like that, all having to find their different spaces. So
that's where my daughter-in-law and grandkids have to do it.
Yeah, there's that challenge there. So, but the kids will take care of it. Mom and Dad don't have to concern yourselves with that. That's what I thought. That was a little backwards on that. Seriously though, if you do have kids going back into the classroom, for goodness sakes, remember, and we've talked about this, but I think it's worth mentioning, you're gonna get kids out and about. Excited to see their friends. So for a lot of them, we haven't had a chance to see friends. Safely seeing their friends, but, you know, sometimes running around those schoolyards, especially little kids, not watching out.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch out for them. Most schools have those reduced speeds, and generally you have flashing lights. I go through school zones all the time, and it's like, I don't know what people are thinking when those lights are flashing, and they're just, I'm slowing down to the, what, 25, 30, whatever it is.
Yeah, people don't understand how some of those lights work, and Frankenmuth Police actually had a safety message a week or so ago about those lights and you know, what they mean and what people are supposed to do.
Well, people just don't do it.
Yeah, that's right.
I shouldn't say, most seem to, but there's always that one or two that just, I always wonder, I mean, don't you know, don't you notice that everyone else is slowing down and you seem to be going faster than everybody else? Doesn't that just register?
You would think. You would think. Yeah. I wonder if some people just are not paying attention. That's one reason too.
Distracted.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah. Or zoned out.
Yeah.
Too, sometimes.
Right. So they don't even see the flashing lights going on. So I suppose. But that's why we say these things. And dare we even have to talk about school buses when the lights are flashing red and that little stop sign comes out. And now you need to stop, folks. That does not mean pause and then go.
Yeah.
It means stop. Unless you're on a divided highway. But I'm not going to get into that. Because unfortunately, we're going to see that. And I think, don't most buses, and maybe you, if you don't know, maybe our listeners know, don't all of them have cameras now?
Where they can more and more of them, yeah. And that's how they, and sometimes for special enforcement, they put a law enforcement officer on the bus and will radio to waiting cars nearby to let them know that there's someone who just violated.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that's just, you know, you're putting kids in danger, for goodness sakes. You know, we're talking about lives here. So all that's going on, and of course you have mornings like this. We have it rain and dark at this time. Yeah, and at least it's rain. A couple more months, we could talk about another kind of precipitation. Maybe there's your advantage to remote learning.
That's right.
On a morning like this, the kids don't have to go out to the bus stop, or mom and dad don't have to give the ride to school because it's so nasty out or something like that.
Yeah, it makes it nice.
Yeah, unless, of course, as we talked about, if you're in Denver, then the kids are standing in snow this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. It was
horrible weather out there.
In the 90s one day, I think.
Yeah.
Just a couple days ago, right, in Denver?
Right.
And 24 hours later.
It snowed.
Yeah, they had 100 and then it dropped to 90 and then it dropped to 35.
All right, we're not dealing with that here.
No, we don't have that strange temperature fluctuation like that.
That's okay.
So hopefully this is just a nice, friendly reminder. And, you know, whether you're kids are remote learning or actually in the classroom, remember that an important part of the educational day is the WSW Morning Team Show. You tune in every morning, and studies have shown that we do enhance the grade point average. Mind you, these are not scientific studies.
You say what kind of studies are these?
Not scientific, I admit, but my own personal studies have shown.
Okay.